This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. Thank you for listening, and thank you also for subscribing on today's Todd Wright Toddcast. I'm going to talk about some coaches, one who was just fired, who probably deserves better, and one who somehow keeps hanging on, who is probably past the point where he should still be coaching this particular program. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. Full service means post-judgment. Full service means family law. Full service means divorce. Full service means post-judgment. If none of those four examples fit your particular legal need, why don't you obtain a free consultation to find out if full service does apply to you? 844-4BLG4ME, 844-4BLG4ME, or click the box Request a Free Consultation at BrandonLegalGroup.com. Brandon Legal Group, your full service law firm. Bill Curry Ford, First Family of Ford in Tampa Bay. Sean Sullivan has been writing $1,000 checks to winners of Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Leagues for years now, and I thank Sean for doing that, not only to support the podcast, but also he wrote me one of those checks when I won the podcast league last year. I use that money to get into a new vehicle on Sean's lot, and I went through the process. I feel good about telling you about the process. I did have a trade. I had options. I could have chosen a new Ford vehicle. I could have chosen a pre-owned vehicle of a non-Ford make and model. I ended up choosing a pre-owned Ford Escape with 60,000 miles less than my Ford Focus. And I saw Sean Sullivan do his thing, and he would like to do that for you. So if you're in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle, find Sean Sullivan at Bill Curry Ford. If you cannot find him, you ask for Grace Thomas. You tell Grace that I sent you and that you need to speak to Sean Sullivan, and Grace will get you time with the general manager of Bill Curry Ford to get you in a new or pre-owned vehicle. Bill Curry Ford, Northdale Mabry in Tampa. My email is write.todd@yahoo.com, write.todd@yahoo.com. Instagram at toddwright2121. Twitter at toddwright2121. For golf information, Todd Wright Tour 38 is this Saturday. We are sold out for future golf tournament information, as we already have dates booked for December and February, and we will have one in early April as well. You can email toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. Coaches, a number of college coaches have been terminated quickly this college football season. Scott Frost was, as far as I know, the first to go after losing all those close games. The more close games you lose, the more close games you're going to lose. The more close games you win, the more close games you're going to win. I've always believed that, and the numbers back it up. But there have been others since then. Just a couple other examples. Herm Edwards was shown the door from Arizona State. That probably took too long to get to that point based on some things that had happened in the football program. But Herm somehow stayed there beyond some others. And I know Georgia Tech made a move, and there are a handful of others. One of them, as we speak now, is Wisconsin. And when I heard about this, I thought about how, well, yeah, it was probably bad for them to lose at home to their former coach, Brett Bielema. Bielema coaches Illinois. Illinois hasn't had success in forever. I think it's something like nine straight losing seasons, 9 or 10. Something they mistakenly hired loser Lovey Smith to stop, and all he did was add to the list. But it was a bad loss, and then prior to that, they were never in the game in Columbus against Ohio State and got blown out. So Paul Christ is out. And just off the top of my head, I'm thinking it's been a bad couple weeks. But I was just thinking to myself, I never viewed Wisconsin as being a bad program. You know, when I think about the top programs in the Big Ten, I think Ohio State, Michigan, and then Wisconsin and Penn State. I mean, those are the ones that come to mind. And if anyone was in trouble in the Big Ten, I would have thought it would be Mel Tucker at Michigan State, who's even used profanity to describe the job he is doing at Michigan State. But no, it's Wisconsin, and Paul Christ was out. And I just took a look at the numbers, and I thought, yeah, this doesn't sound right. Christ was in his eighth season. Here's his previous seven seasons. 10-3, 11-3, 13-1, 8-5, 10-4. COVID year was 4-3. Last year, 9-4. Yeah, this year, 2-3. Blown out at Ohio State, embarrassing loss at home to Illinois. Is that enough? So I looked into this further. Christ overall, and he coached Pitt for 3 years before that. Went 6-7, 7-6, 6-6. So I mean, Wisconsin took a chance on a guy who was just 19-19 over 3 years, and they got 67-26 out of him. So where's this coming from within the last couple of weeks, especially when you consider Christ, born and raised in Madison, Wisconsin? Okay, that means something with this job. He's not an outsider. Born and raised at Wisconsin, son of a high school football coach, played at Wisconsin, quarterbacked Wisconsin, assistant coach at Wisconsin before he went to Pitt, and then he came back. He's 56 years old. So I just immediately then did a search about the athletic director. And I'm like, here we go. So the athletic director is also an alum. And the athletic director has been in the program for a while and was being groomed to be the AD when Barry Alvarez stepped down. And that was, I believe, last July. So this is one of those where the AD doesn't like what he sees, and now he's a new AD. He didn't hire Christ. You kind of wonder what the relationship was for all these years, and now he just sees the blowout to Ohio State, the loss to Illinois, and says, yeah, now's the time, despite what the numbers say. So this, to me, just looks like an AD saying, I never liked the guy. I don't like the offense. We need to be more like Ohio State and Alabama and Georgia. Everyone would love to be what Ohio State, Alabama, and Georgia are, and Clemson, and maybe Michigan if this is a sustained run for Harbaugh at Michigan after making the college football playoff last year. It's tough to do. It really is. I mean, Dabo and Meyer than Day and Kirby Smart and Saban, they've set the bar really high. And, you know, college football, I've talked about it. There's no inverted order for the draft for the lesser teams to get the best talent from high school. It doesn't work that way. The best schools get the best talent. And that is why there's not a lot of change in college football from 1 year to the next, and the rich get richer. So I also saw where there was this feeling that the program was trending down. You know, before the Ohio State loss a week ago and the Illinois loss over the weekend, that even though Wisconsin went 9-4 last year, that some thought, well, it wasn't a great 9-4.
No.
Okay. I get that you want to be, and this new AD wants to be, on the same level of Ohio State and Georgia and Alabama and maybe Michigan and Clemson. But you better have somebody in mind if you're going to make this move, because Paul Chryst can call a shot. A lot of these guys getting fired can't. They're going to – I mean, he can call a shot. If he wants to continue to be a head coach, I think he'll have his choice of jobs. And he'll be back coaching by December or January if he wants to do it. He may want to take some time off with his family. I don't know what his personal situation is. I mean, Nick Saban or Kirby in Athens or Ryan Day could call and say, hey, I'd love to have you as an analyst. Help our offense. I respect what you've always done. He could go that route as well. So I see it from both sides. I don't like it. My last thought on this reminds me of when Nebraska told Frank Solich to get out. Nah, it's not good enough. We need to be like we were during the Tom Osborne days. We need to be top five and either undefeated or one loss going into the bowl games. Anything less is not acceptable. And Nebraska hasn't been the same since. Spent $40 million on Scott Frost. Didn't get a win against a ranked team. This isn't Scott Frost. Scott Frost didn't win. Paul Chryst at Wisconsin went 67-26. Even if you think it's trending down, doesn't the body of work give him the benefit of the doubt through the rest of the year? It doesn't seem right to me. But I see the other side of what a new AD wants to do, and I hope he has someone in mind. Maybe he does. Maybe he wants a different look for Wisconsin football. But I look at 10-3, 11-3, 13-1, 8-5, 10-4, skip the COVID year, 9-4. I like the look of that, even if it isn't a modern offense, even if you aren't competing with Ohio State. There's a long list of programs out there that can't compete with Ohio State. And I'll offer a few thoughts on Jeff Scott. I've been wanting to do this for a while. Been doing a lot of research on this and talking to people about this. Jeff Scott has coached 26 games at USF in Tampa. And he talks a good game. Some of the things he says doesn't make sense to me, like how he treats non-conference games like preseason NFL games, almost like they don't matter, and winning the conference matters more than beating a ranked team or beating Florida, which to me is ridiculous. Jeff Scott is now 4-22 in 26 games at USF. So over 3 years, he's won four games. Those four wins are against the Citadel, Florida A&M, Temple, and Howard. If conference play mattered so much to him, why are you 1-15 after your loss to ECU. And the latest disturbing thing as it relates to Jeff Scott's tenure at USF is they're not ready to play on a regular basis. First offensive snap for BYU in the season opener, and season openers have been a disaster for USF the last 4 years against FBS teams. BYU hits a 75-yard running play right up the middle of the field. That's a sign of what has happened at Louisville and most recently at East Carolina. I wondered if USF would pull the plug on Scott after the ECU game, and then Hurricane Ian happened. And that kind of changed a lot. There were obvious challenges. You can easily say, well, East Carolina had the same challenges. Yes and no. They're still traveling in for a road game. They weren't uprooted from their practice schedule. They didn't lose a home game. They're still going on the road. Yeah, they were ready to play. I respect the East Carolina program and how they played in that game. A little more difficult for USF. You're now getting stuff even out of the Buccaneers, and it wasn't identical, of the Bucs saying what a horrible week it was for them. Granted, they're safe, and likely their homes in Tampa are fine. Might have been without power or internet for a couple of days. I experienced that too. A lot of you did too, who listen to me. But the Bucs are saying, yeah, we had this, we had this, we had this. So USF had some of that too. Now, it's different, but I wonder if there was any thought to pulling Jeff Scott if they said, we can't do it after that week because of what he had to deal with. To get his team prepared, we had to move a home game. But still, they weren't ready to play. They weren't. I would imagine it's going to take a lot, because USF will be underdogs in all but one game, another Temple game, which is actually one of Jeff Scott's four wins. If he finishes this year with another two-win season, they can't keep him. They can't. You know, it was Brett McMurphy who talked to me about this and others inside the USF program around the time they were thinking of hiring Jeff Scott, and Brett brought up a very good point to those USF people and later to me. Said there's, you know, nothing really wrong with Jeff Scott. Granted, he hadn't been a head coach before. But the concern was, you know, other than his first year, he's been at Clemson the whole time. Clemson has everything they need to be successful. And Jeff Scott was a part of that with multiple national titles and quarterbacks like Deshaun Watson and Trevor Lawrence. What does Jeff Scott know about basically building a program when you don't have all those things? Money, facilities, reputation, fans, none of that. It's playing out that way. I hear Scott is a great guy. And there are going to be some really sad people at USF when they decide to let him go. But in the end, you got to win games. And you got to win games against opponents that aren't named Citadel, Florida A&M, Temple, and Howard. And Jeff Scott hasn't done that. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group and Bill Curry Ford. My email is right.todd@yahoo.com. Sorry we skipped over last week, but it was a tough week for me, as I'm sure it was for a lot of you who listen to me connected to the greater Tampa Bay area or surrounding area, that's for sure. We'll talk to you next time.